This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kathy Train joins me live in studio. She's the executive director of United Way here in Central Virginia. How are you? It's good to see you.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. How do you like this rain?
I love this rain. We need it.
Yeah, it's going to make the flowers pretty, isn't it?
It sure is. It's going to help that soil.
Yeah. I was going to get my tomato plants in this weekend, but I didn't. Now I'm wishing I had because it would have been great. But
now it'll be easier. The soil won't be as hard.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we want to, first off, let's begin by congratulating you. You have been honored with the 2010 Athena Award, which is an award that's presented by the Chamber of Commerce each year, and I'll just read exactly what this does. It recognizes an individual who's demonstrated excellence, creativity, and initiative in their business or profession, has held offices in civic and service organizations, has assisted women in reaching their full leadership potential, and or demonstrated support for their professional advancement. So congratulations are certainly due you. It's quite an achievement, and you've been with the United Way for over 20 years, right?
I have been. It was quite an honor. I was very surprised. It was very nice to be recognized, really, for being part of a wonderful organization and many organizations in the community, and particularly that the people I worked with thought enough of me to nominate me. It was quite an honor.
Yeah, indeed. So remind us. We hear it all the time, but what is the United Way? I mean, we know they do some kind of charity work. Well, what exactly is it?
We are an organization focused on those in our community that need our help most, and we do that by raising resources in the community and from outside the community to serve those in our community. Most people know us by our grant-making portion, where we raise contributions from individuals and companies in our community, and we provide grants to programs achieving some pretty fantastic outcomes. And we have a direct service arm where we provide direct services ourselves, such as child care scholarships, children's health insurance enrollment, prescription assistance, and a variety of programs.
You do it all.
Well, I think we do what the community needs us to do, and that can change over time. We've been in business for a long time, and we evolve as our community does.
Where did United Way come from?
It started in 1943 as the Community War Fund, started by the Chamber of Commerce to help raise resources during World War II for the effort abroad, but more than that, to take care of the people that were still at home.
Yeah. So back up and tell us, how do you end up with the United Way? I mean, give us the backstory.
Well, I had been in real estate. I'd been in banking a couple of times, different companies, sometimes same chair. And I had a small business and decided that banking really wasn't what I wanted to do. And a man that I worked with in the bank said, well, how about doing this? So I had volunteered in a number of organizations, and I thought, well, sounds like a good opportunity, and I fell in love. You know, it's a wonderful job in this community. I get the opportunity to work with people from throughout the community. I get to learn a lot every single day, and even if I go home every night, I think if I ever have a bad day, it's probably better than your best day.
We're talking with Kathy Train. She's the executive director of the United Way. It's online at unitedwaytja.org. What is it most that you fell in love with about the work? Is it just helping people? Is it that simple? Or is there something else?
I think it's having the opportunity. I'm not a native from Charlottesville. I had the good fortune after 9 moves to find myself here. This job has given me the best opportunity, one, to understand the needs, the challenges, but more than that, the unique opportunities in this community. I've learned a lot about people who want opportunity, that need a hand, they need tools to take care of themselves and their families, and then the incredible generosity of people that are our neighbors, are the people we work with, the people next door, that want to provide that support, want to be that person to help guide them. And it's just, you never find somebody, one, that says, I like to be in the condition I'm in, but also not a day goes by that somebody doesn't say, I can help. What do I need to do? I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah.
And so just.
We're talking with Kathy Train of the United Way online at UnitedWayTJA.org. I'm just sitting here as you're talking, thinking that so much of what you do and the team of staff and a really big team of volunteers that help make the United Way so effective in this community is it's all about community, and it's all about celebrating this community. And it's what I think of every time I walk in here at 4 o'clock, that I always remind myself what Dick Mountjoy told me, that this WINA is about community. And that's what we're here for, to celebrate this community, one of the very best in the world.
Right. And sometimes people think that that's kind of corny, but I think it's really at the heart of what most of us want to do anyway. We want to be involved. We want to be in part of whatever it is, wherever we live. And this is an opportunity to do that. We work with thousands of volunteers. We have a fabulous staff, which I'm very proud to work with on a daily basis.
But let me ask you this, because the times are rough. Everybody knows the economy is struggling. Could be worse. Let's hope it gets better soon. But nonprofits have been particularly hit hard in this economic climate. So tell us, how do you, as you're steering this ship, what do you do when you there just isn't the money to do what you need to do?
Right. You do what you do better. And you try to scale back. You decide, there were a lot of things that I have been doing that I need to do, but what do I do the very best? And let me hope that I'm choosing the right things and I'm steering the ship the right way. I tell you, this, nonprofits have suffered from about a five-year four-way whammy. Certainly, it started with federal funds, the diversion of funds for other needs based upon what our country needed at the time, so less dollars coming from the federal government for specific projects. And then the states had its trials and tribulations, couldn't draw down federal funds for certain things because they didn't have matching. So that was the second time. And then the state coffers have shrunk, and so they're not providing funds for localities for families and children. And then now our localities have been hit. And then you add the sort of fifth and equally detrimental is the individual giving is down. It's down for everyone. It's down for every nonprofit. But it is the first time that it's been down, and people, no matter who you are, no matter you are someone of great means or someone of little means, everybody has experienced the same decline. And so the resources that they once gave have declined. But more than that, it's that fear factor. Are we in a V? Are we in a W? Are we in a U? Are we in what is it that's going on with our economy, and when are we going to get back out? And more than that, are we going to get back out? So I think there's a huge fear among a number of givers, and our workforce has changed. We don't have the jobs we once had. Our companies have changed, and we don't know when or if they'll come back again.
Yeah. Well, I guess we get through it together. If somebody doesn't have money to give to the United Way, they can certainly volunteer their time.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're always looking for volunteers. I was just sitting in a group as I came over here this afternoon talking about the Earned Income Tax Coalition. That's 96 volunteers that have had a $1.5 million economic impact January through April of this year by helping low-income families access the earned income and the child care tax credit. That's huge.
Yeah.
We have volunteers involved in everything we do, and it just extends what we can do. And, you know, going back to the organizations, we have really fabulous nonprofits in this community, and what they do really well is collaborate with one another and partner. And as they're working with a family or a child, trying to figure out who best to work with them at that point, but knowing that they can bring in the other partners at any time. So they are stretching their resources.
Now, y'all have an event coming up Thursday night, is that
we
right?
We do. We have a wonderful event on Thursday night, the United Way Excellence in Nonprofit Leadership and Board Governance Awards, and that is an opportunity for us to really promote and recognize and celebrate excellence in leadership. And we do that. We have two panels that review nominations for excellence in leadership for a professional and excellence in board governance for a board of directors. And this year, Governor Bliles and his panel reviewed all the board governance nominations, and Shalene Crutchfield and her panel reviewed all of the leadership. We have four finalists in each, and they will announce who will be awarded. And it will come with, of course, a a cash prize for the organization as well.
That's terrific.
But more than that, it's to be able to share what does excellence look like in our community and who are the people that are creating that excellence and who benefits from that. And that's what we'll talk about on Thursday night.
Terrific. The website is unitedwaytja.org. Kathy Train is the recipient of the 2010 Athena Award, which is presented by the Chamber of Commerce and recognizes her leadership, excellence, creativity, and initiative in her more than 20 years of service to our community as Executive Director of the United Way. Kathy, thank you so much for being here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.